Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Upi dana madhava giribaro rute. Upi dana madhava giribaro rute. Yasoda nana brajadana ranjana Yasoda nana brajadana ranjana Bhunate Ravana Chalure Yamanate Ravana Chalure Jai Murad Umaduva Kunyaviva Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Balaba Malaba, Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vrajadana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vrajadana Nandana Ravana Chalke Yamunate Ravana Chalke Jai Uradu Madhuva Kunja Vivare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pyotrakacharya also Tedda Satashi Shima His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakoti Vaishna Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya Srila Huiras Thakur Kijai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Kadadha. Shivasini Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Go for the same Kundrada Kunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Vadamai ki jai, Shimari Vasudeva ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. So we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 16, text 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na naka rishtam na cha sarva vomam na paramishtam na rasadipatyam na yoga sit here, apunar, vabhang, va, vanchante, yat, para, rajaha, krapanaha. Na naka prishtam na cha sarva poma. Na paramishtam na rasadi pacham. Na yoga siddhira punar bam bam bam. Vanchanti yat. Para Raja Prapannaha. Na naka prishtam na cha sarva poma. Na paramishtam na rasadi pacham. The yoga city apunarva famva. Vanchanti yat pada racha prapannaha. Na naka prishtam na cha sarva bhomam. Na paramishtam na sarasadi pacham. Na yoga siddhir apunapavamba. Vachandi yat para raja prapannaha. Okay.
Vanchanti yat pada raja prapanna.
Vanchanti yat pada raja prapanna.
Naka-prishtam, heaven, nacha, nor, sarvabhaumam, supreme sovereignty, na, not, paramishtam, the topmost position of Brahma, na, not, Rasa Adipotyam, rulership over the earth. Na, not. Yoga Siddha. I'm sorry, Yoga Siddhi. The perfections of yogic practice. Apuna Bhavam. Freedom from rebirth. Va, or vanchante, desire. Yat, whose? Pada, of the lotus feet. Rajaha, the dust. Prapanna, those who have attained. Translation. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hanker for the kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty, the position of Brahma or rulership over the earth. They are not interested even in the perfections of yoga or in liberation itself. You can repeat. Those who have attained the dust,
of
your lotus feet,
never hanker for
the kingship of heaven.
Limitless sovereignty.
The position of Brahma.
Or rulership over the earth.
They are not interested.
Even in the perfections of yoga.
Or in liberation itself.
So there's no purport. But so we're going to comment a little.
Naka-prishtam nacha-sarva-bhomam na-paramishtam na-dasari-bhatyam yoga-siddhira-punarva-mampa unshanti-yatpara-racha-prapannaha.
So, omagana timurandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmirita yena tasmai shivirve maha.
So there is a very interesting verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Mukti mukti siddhi kam sakalaya shanta krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta.
That means, basically, translated, mukti means sense grab. So there's two types of sense grab that we have, let's say, in this world. One, of course, is the gross sense grad of rubbing the senses against their sense objects. And the other type is more subtle, like mental happiness and different things that are more subtle. There's the gross senses, then the subtle senses. And then there's mukti, mukti, mukti. Mukti, of course, means liberation. And we know
The Bhagavatam states, Ruli Gachena Parambada Padanjito Yuzmat Angreaha Yene Ravanjaksha Vimuktamanina Payas Bhavad of a Shudapuya. I turn the verse around. I said the second part from the first part. So anyway, so those who have impure intelligence, they aspire for this, paraphrasing the verse, aspire for this mukti, but they have impure avashuddha buddhiya. And then what happens is they again fall down to the material world, rūpa-cena parampadam. They come down from parampadam. Parampadam means that, for lack of better body language, you know, point up there. It's not really there. I mean, it's not that heaven is up there. You know, sometimes heaven, hell, you know, anyway. But this is a figurative expression. So they fall down for lack of better activities and then come back and take birth and execute, sometimes probably commented, pious activities or charitable activities on the earth, because they're not satisfied. So bhukti bhukti siddhikam sakale ashanta, they are not peaceful. Why are they not peaceful? Because as far as the gross or subtle senses are concerned, avitam gyanamaitena gyanino nityavayana kamarupena kontya dushprena lenacha, because it's like throwing gasoline into a fire. Never satisfied. The more you have, the more you want. Just like recently, there's been some very rich man who started to sell some of his houses in California. You probably read about this. I'm not going to mention his name. And each house had like 50 bedrooms or 20 bedrooms or 30 bedrooms in it. You know, how can you be happy with so many bedrooms? Just like that story of that sage who would live for as many lifetimes as Brahma, as he had hairs, basically. And he didn't even take any trouble to build himself a house or make a shelter for himself. And he was asked, why did you do that? And he answered, life is very short. Of course, I'm not saying we should imitate him. So anyway, bhukti, and then mukti, of course, because you fall down. And then city doesn't mean the place where you live. It means powers, you know, the ashta cities, prapti city, lagima city, mahima city, prapti. I've always wanted to have prapti city, because then I could just reach out and make a withdrawal from the bank without losing any money from my bank account, you know, reach out, prapti city. Or get a mango to offer to the deities one morning without going to the supermarket. Just get a mango directly from Fiji. So, bhukti mukti siddhi kam sakalaya santa. So one is not peaceful. So that's the real point, why one is not satisfied, because you're just not in your constitutional position. Bhukti mukti siddhi kam. So you have to be situated. You know, the example Prabhupada gave was, I gave many times, is that one has to be like the fish in the water. Without being in the water, then the fish can never be happy. So therefore, how can the soul be shanti, or peaceful at least? Because without peace, Krishna says, you can't be happy, isn't it? I mean, how can you be happy if your mind is all agitated all the time? So, of course, Krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta. And therefore, only by pure devotional service can you become happy. Krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta. So then also, I was thinking about Gopakumar's story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that even in Krishna consciousness, you can only really be happy in your own constitutional position in Krishna consciousness. Like we were talking yesterday, I was talking to someone on the internet yesterday, And we were talking about how we all have a constitutional position in the spiritual realm. And of course, I was mentioning the five rasas in relationship to Krishna, the Shanta Ras, Dasha Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Madhurya Ras. And then, of course, I said something very funny. I said, I'm not interested in simply Shanta Ras, so let's just talk about four. Because pure Shanta Ras devotees are not interested in. Pure Shanta Ras means basically it's like impersonalism, just appreciating the greatness of God. For that, you can go to the church. But, you know, God is great. He is great. You know, there's no doubt about it. But Shanta Ras mixed with some dasha is actually very good, the servitude. But pure Shanta Ras, we're not interested. So I was talking about, and I was saying that each and every one of us has that particular one of the four relationships, and it's part of your constitution. And this devotee asked me, and how do you realize it? How do you know? And then as I was talking to her, she was remembering the one class I gave that when I was a young devotee, I was reading about the coward boys. And I thought, boy, I must be a coward boy. You know, I'd just been in the movement 1 week. And I was reading Krishna book at night with the other coward boys. Sorry, brahmacharis. And we all looked at each other and said, we're coward boys. So I said, we just don't project our material conceptions upon the realm of the absolute. You know, I have certain desires in this life. You know, like I may like to eat ladus, because I don't. But anyway, let's say, hypothetically, I like to eat ladus, and therefore, I must be eating ladus of the spiritual world. Or people would ask Prabhupada questions, you know, do they have ice cream in the spiritual world? Or do they have snow because they like to ski? You know, stupid questions, because they're just projecting the material contamination material conceptions or material mentality upon the realm of the absolute. You know, people ask questions, well, will we remember this lifetime when we go back to Godhead? And my answer is no. Because this lifetime is temporary. And one thing we may remember, I was pointing this out, is that we may remember the people who we are associated with from lifetime to lifetime. That is, devotees, you know, spiritual association. You know, the bodies change. Like in next lifetime, Krishna Priya will be sitting here and I'll be sitting there as a little old lady. So, so you know, but at least I'll recognize it. Hey, Maharaj, hey, Guru Maharaj, you look familiar. So, but as far as, and then the question was raised, that as far as people who are not Krishna conscious, what about this concept of soul groups? You understand? Soul groups, you know, travel together. And I said, yes, sometimes it's like that. There's different soul groups. You become your dog becomes you in the next life, and you're a nice group. And wife becomes husband becomes wife, you know, back and forth, one from one lifetime to another. But after some time, these particular soul groups, they drift apart. Like you have, and I use the Mayavadi example, or like seaweed, you know, like pieces of seaweed, sometimes they float together, but then in time they float apart. So anyway, so we all have a particular relationship in the spiritual world and particular associates in the spiritual world and a particular place that satisfies us and a particular activity that satisfies us. And I was thinking about this in relationship to Gopal Kumar, who went through different abodes of the Lord. And not only that, in relationship to this verse, he had different material positions given to him in the course of his spiritual progress. And he kept rejecting them all, even though his material positions were actually very, very opulent. And he just wasn't satisfied. So that's really the point I'm making. And I'm going to go through those different material positions in a second. That not only will we not be satisfied with bhukti, mukti, or siddhi, which is mentioned here in this verse, but we won't be satisfied until we're actually in our own constitutional position. Like if you're a Rambhakta constitutionally, like Hanuman, you're not going to be satisfied in Dwarka. You're going to feel very uneasy in Dwarka. You know, what am I doing here? There's like that story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that in Dwarkadish, that is Krishna in Dwarka, he called Hanuman to come and see him. And he sent Garuda, and Garuda was unable to persuade Hanuman to come. In fact, Garuda had a traumatic experience because Hanuman basically flicked his tail, and Garuda, this story is there in the Puranas too. I was always wondering where that story came from that Sanatana Goswami told. And sometimes you read these stories like Sanatana Goswami told the story. Where did that come from? Is he just like, you know, imagining or to present the Siddhanta coming up with some particular story? Well, it's actually there in the Puranas. I read that story. So anyway, so Garuda goes flying back, you know, and he says, basically, Hanuman's not coming, and Hanuman gave me the thrashing of my life. And then Krishna said, you go back and you tell him Sita and Ram want to see him. And Krishna took the form of Sita, and Rukmini took the form, I mean, Krishna took the form, sorry, of Ram, and Rukmini took the form of Sita. And Hanuman came gladly on his own power. So, you know, there's a satisfaction when one fits in. It's just like puzzle pieces. I don't remember if any of you played with puzzles when you were young. I'm sure everybody did. You had these, I remember I had a puzzle with like 3,000 pieces. You know, not just one of these kiddie puzzles. And it just like, we went, put it all there. And I just kept trying to fit, forcing pieces to go where they didn't belong. You know, me get frustrated. So I said, it goes in there, must go in there. But it didn't go in there. And being patient, eventually I realized where those puzzle pieces went. And I was able to complete the puzzle after about 10 hours. Very interesting. So spiritual life is something like that. You can hear it in the kitchen or?
Yes,
okay. Spiritual life is something like that. You got to figure out where you fit in. And so here's the story of Gopakumar, who was having some trouble figuring out where he fit in. Of course, he was given this mantra, which is called the Gopal mantra. And by this Gopal mantra, as is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this Gopal Mantra is like a desire tree, like the Hare Krishna Mantra. In other words, you can get what you want, like we described in Vrindavan, how if you embrace the desire trees, you actually get what you want, even if you want the wrong thing. You know, there's a story I told many times before about one of my godbrothers, who I thought would be well situated not getting married again because he was about 50 years old. And I begged the desire tree to allow him to remain unmarried. And when he heard that, he got very upset with me. And he ran up to the same desire tree and begged the desire tree in an opposite way. And then he ended up getting married and had an instant family. Like they say, just add water and had instant family, 3 children immediately. Even though previously he had a family with 2 or 3 other children. Anyway, this is not a story about sannyas. So it's a question of what you desire. So when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
You have to chant with your heart, desiring pure devotional service. We're going to describe in a second how to achieve prema. This is also from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So anyway, so Gopal Kumar, he really wanted, well, he didn't know what he wanted at the beginning. He was born in Braj. And he was chanting this Gopal mantra. And what happened, I'm going to go through the different things. After he started chanting the Gopal mantra, he became a king, first of all, in some capital in India. And he really wasn't happy doing that. And he went to Jagannath Puri. He became the king of Jagannath Puri. Not that he was desiring these things, but he was trying out these different situations. You know, it was bhakti, first of all. And then mukti. You'll hear about that in a second. He was trying out these different situations. Then he became Indra. I mean, talk about bhakti at that particular point. Indra means you get a lot of enjoyment. I mean, you like to see dancing girls, become Indra. You know, Indra has these beautiful dancing girls, the apsaras, everything like that. And then after he became Indra, he went to Maharloka. But the whole time, because it didn't fit in those particular situations, he kept his same dress. You know, usually if you become Indra, you look different. But when he went to all these different locales and assumed these different positions, he looked exactly like a coward boy. Can you imagine going to the heavenly planets and then being introduced to Indra and he looks like a coward boy? Indra, is that you? You know, you're Vaishya. And so then he goes to Maharloka and he keeps the same dress. And then he goes into Tapaloka, and where everybody's just meditating, and he's not happy with that either. And he's also dressed like that. He doesn't like this trance stuff. You know, it's like we have a girl here who goes into trance every day. You know, for hours and hours. And she doesn't even take prasadam. Even when offered prasadam. Hare Krishna. So anyway, so maybe that's her constitution, but no, it's no one's constitutional position. So anyway, so he goes into trance, he doesn't like that. Then he goes to the Satchaloka and becomes Lord Brahma, and he still dresses a coward boy. And then he goes through the coverings. Yeah, I'm skipping a few things here because he actually visits Vrindavan in the meantime. Then he goes through the coverings of the material universe and the Prakriti covering, and the personification of Prakriti offers him a tour of Prakriti, which is bluish, you know, nice blue color. And he says, no, what am I going to go on a tour for? You know, so he's not satisfied at any of these places. Then he goes to Mahaloka, and then there's the mukti there, the merging. And he feels himself being drawn into the body of the Lord. And it's described that the lotus feet of the Lord pull him out of there. You know, you get pulled out. Because he doesn't want to merge. You know, merging is miserable. As described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this is probably Bhante Saraswati said, Kaivalya nata kayate. This merging or apparent merging, it's not actually merging, is hell. Then he goes to Vaikuntha and he still dresses as a coward boy. The people of Vaikuntha say, you know, why are you dressed as a miserly coward boy there? You know, change your dress. And he's still playing his flute. And he runs up to Vaikunthanath, which is actually Narayan in this spiritual world. And he says, oh, Gopal. So this is the point we were making in the previous class, that one actually sees each and every incarnation of the Lord or avatar or manifestation of the Lord as Krishna. Keshavadrita, Nadahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Kurva Sharira, Haladara Rupa, etc. Then he goes to Ayodhya, and still he's not satisfied. And then he goes to Dwarka,
And he's still not satisfied. And Narada tells him, this is very interesting, this is what I want to relate to class. Narada actually tells him how to go to Goloka. He said, he gives 10 different qualities to realize one's identity in Goloka, because Gopakumara is ultimately a Golokavasi. He's ultimately a coward boy. He's not going to be happy anywhere else. Doesn't mean that we're coward boys, or we may be situated in Goloka in our eternal spiritual identity. We may be situated in Ayodhya, and we'll be happy there, like Hanuman. Wherever you're meant to go, whatever your nature is, you'll be happy. Devotees ask the question sometimes, can we change our nature? Yeah, if you wanted to. I mean, yes, theoretically. But you're happy. You're situated, you know, where you are. I mean, just like I'm a sannyasi. I'm happy. Someone says, can you change your ashram? Why the hell would I do that? I wouldn't be satisfied anywhere, you know. Theoretically, one always has the choice. You know, I could jump off the building if I want. Can you jump off the building? Yeah. Am I going to do it? No. So you all have this constitutional nature, and that's where you'll be satisfied. That's the best for you. Anyway, so I wanted to read these 10 ways to achieve prema. One is to have a strong desire. Of course, Rupa Goswami talks about that. He says, lalyam, intense desire, or tears coming from the eyes. Prabhupada said tears. And my godbrother, Gorga Vidyamaraj, would describe his ashram there as a crying ashram. You know, one has to cry out to Krishna when they chant, Ainanda Tanujikamra, Kinkaram, like you're chanting Shishashtya every day. Second one is, you have to overcome the obstacles. Obstacles means not the speed limit while you're driving the car. I just read yesterday someone had driven a car at almost 200 miles an hour. He got a ticket. Anyway, because of the corona, you know, not many people on the road. But obstacles means the anarthas. You have to overcome them. You have to deal with them. You have to tolerate them. You know, people ask me, what do you do? You know, these desires, the agitation. I said, tolerate. Tamstitiksha shabharata. Vacho vega manasa krodha vega, isn't it? It doesn't say they'll go away. Where did Krishna say they'll go away as long as you have this stupid, not stupid material body, but as long as you have this body? It's going to be there. You're going to get your aches and pains and, you know, like this morning, you know, my thigh was hurting a little bit. I still got up. I tolerated it. You know, mangalarti, you tolerate. Oh, I'm depressed. Get up, you rascal. Anyway, so getting back to the point. So three is meditate about, third one is meditate and sing about the pastimes in Braj. Or any of Krishna's pastimes. Just like last night, I was listening to a very nice song. It was sung by a beautiful, wonderful devotee. About Queen Kunti's prayers. I mean, it's very beautiful. She was singing it. I think I sent some of you a link of this. And Janavi Harrison, you know, very beautiful. And I'm just like, wow, I felt like I was in the spiritual world. So you hear, you sing about these pastimes in Braj. Of course, those pastimes, we're not in Braj, but they're Krishna's pastimes. We see Krishna. Four, keep association with those who have prema. In other words, you associate with Prabhupada. Prabhupada definitely has prema. Five, you keep your prema concealed. You don't go on the internet and say, I realized I'm an associate of Vishaka or Lalita or Sudevi or whatever. It's just like, that's your business. I mean, you can have a confidential discussion if you have someone like Ramananda Roy or Sikhi Mahiti or Sikhi Mahiti's sister. You know, it's like Lord Chaitanya did not talk about those things publicly. You know, just like Ramananda Roy, you know, just a few people, 3.5 people. So the next one is reside in a holy place. It makes make your home a holy place or reside in the temple. Wherever the deity of Krishna is a holy place. Wherever Krishna's holy name is being chanted, wherever Krishna's devotees are, is a holy place. And the seventh one is actually more difficult. Utter humility. Think oneself incapable and lowly. In other words, but still be ready to do anything Krishna wants, because you understand that within the order of the spiritual master is the success potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even though you can still be bold, even though you know, I have no good qualities, but Krishna's given me or lent me some things to use in his service. But so this utter humility has four different qualities. Cultivate speech, B is cultivate speech in that mood, and utter humility, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur does in his Gopinath prayer. Understand the highest humility is in the gopis. You know, Krishna's happiness is most important. Even if Krishna's happiness makes us miserable, that's our happiness. And the prema and humility are cause and effect of each other. In other words, prema makes you humble. Humble humility makes you, gives you prema. Cause and effect of each other, you know, vice versa. All right, so we got three more here. That's just humility. I think it's very important to cultivate humility in this way. Eight, you should have symptoms whenever you hear Krishna Katha of trembling and, you know, crying, Ashruta Nandabhajo, privately, which should be internal. Nine, we should understand that prema is the abundance of ecstasy and full of the worst suffering. You know, which is, you know, separation, Viparlimbo. And then the last one is, you have to have ecstasy, because prema without ecstasy is like spinach without salt. Sounds like my diet is actually not ecstatic. So anyway, like Prabhupada said, when they were feeding him food without salt or anything, he said, starvation committee, go to hell. Or describe, this is from the Brihad Bhagavatam, coming to all these different points. Or like a fruitless tree, or Prabhupada would call a fruitless tree an impious tree. Prabhupada said, why, I was listening, actually it was this morning, Prabhupada was walking through a park, and said, why don't any of these trees have fruits on them? They're all impious. So anyway, so these are the qualities. And then if one has those qualities, you can realize your eternal spiritual nature and be satisfied and happy. And so that's really the point. Otherwise, whatever you get, this world, whatever you get, even spiritual opulences or powers or anything, is not going to satisfy you until you actually come to your constitutional position. So on that happy note, we will greet the deities. And I will connect with that. All right. Uh-oh. Connection. I will be there in one second. Radhika Lokananda ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Paramahansa Paramahacharya Osutera Sutashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Avaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Shila Prabhupad Gijay Iskan Founder Acharya Shilpad Gijay Nananda Goti Vaishnavinda Gijay Namacharya Chitriya Sthaku Gijay Friends say Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwait Gadana Sri Gol Bhaktivinda Gijay Sri Radhakrishna Go Bhagavata Sayam Radhakrishna Giri Govardhan Gijay Vrindavan Gijay Mathuranam Gijay Jagannathaswami Gijay Manamaya Gijay Srimati Lasadeva Gijay Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijay Gaur Premananda Hari Gol. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijay. Okay, read the translation. When in the land of Gaura Navadvip, on the banks of the Ganges, will I chant, O Radha, O Krishna? When will I wander among the creepers and trees with tears in my eyes and forget my bodily comforts? When will I be satisfied by taking some food from the untouchables who live here and there and by drinking the water of the Sarasvati? When will I roll to and fro on the banks of the river causing an uproar of Krishna Krishna? When will I bow down to the inhabitants of the holy land, Navadvip, and obtain a bit of their mercy? When will the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas cover my body, and when will I wear the garb of an avaduta? When will I see the inhabitants of Gaura Navadvip as non-different from the inhabitants of Braja Vrindavana, and when shall I too become a Radha? When shall I see the true form of the transcendental realm opening before my eyes, and when will I become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani? Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Notice this poem actually had all the qualities that I just mentioned. Yeah. Most likely, but it's not guaranteed. I mean, like you have associates of Lord.
Most likely, but it's not guaranteed. I mean, like you have associates of Lord Chaitanya.
I would say 99% of the time. 99% of the time, you're talking about. You're talking about becoming a resident in Braj, yes. But sometimes, you may go to a yoga. No. Maybe me. All right, does anyone have any questions online?
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Guess who? All right. Yeah.
Gurudev, from yesterday's class, how did Kaliya get the mercy? Is it from his past birth?
Whoops, why am I getting, someone's giving me an echo online. Anyway, so Kaliya got the mercy. One reason why Kaliya got the mercy, he had some nice wives, like you have a nice wife.
Okay.
Anyway, Megapatnis were devotees, and they actually, it's described that they didn't want anything to do with Kaliya. What am I getting this echo? Okay. I think I just read the echo. They described that they didn't want anything to do with Kaliya until he became a devotee.
Okay. Can I ask two more questions?
Yes.
Gurudev, from Canto 1, Chapter 328, end of the purport, it talks about 78 in human form one can get up to 78% of the qualities of Krishna, and then only one can enter into Goloka. So does enter into Goloka stands for attaining pure devotional service, is it, Gurudev?
Yes, you have to get pure devotional service to go to Goloka.
Gurudev, one more thing. Hare Krishna mantra can be chanted even within the abdomen of one's mother. So it says...
Well, you can hear the Hare Krishna mantra in the abdomen of your mother. I don't know if you can chant too well.
It says in like Srimad Bhagavatam 3.31.21 purport, Hare Krishna mantra can be chanted even within the abdomen of one's mother. One can chant while sleeping, working.
Yeah, that it would be chanted in the mind within the abdomen of the mother, not within, certainly not out loud.
Is it possible only for pure devotees? Like,
no, actually, many devotees can chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks like that. Talks about that. That sometimes the soul is praying to Krishna and chanting to Krishna in the womb, and then he comes out and then he forgets about all that. Because when he comes out, he thinks this is the life. Because everyone is just like coddling him and giving him whatever he wants. You know, every time he cries, gets something.
Yes.
That's kind of bewildering.
Yes, Guru.
Every time I cry, I don't get anything. So I don't get bewildered. So, okay.
Okay, Gurudev.
That's your quota for today. So anybody else have a question?
Thank you, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Wow. Purneshwar.
Yes. So, Gurudev, my question is, like when I listen the lecture, at that time, I do like very nice attentive chanting. And also I used to remember more like Krishna. But after 2 days, it become normal. So how like continue to have like nice mood at the time of chanting?
Well, listen to a lecture several times a day and then you won't have the two days that you'll become normal again or abnormal. That's why it's called Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. By regular attendance in Bhagavatam class, all the suspicions in the heart becomes destroyed almost to nil. And the devotional service becomes established as an irrevocable fact in your heart. So that's why you have to hear every day, you have to chant every day, you have to hear class every day. I mean, this class today is my second class of the day because I heard a class of Prabhupada this morning while I was doing my deity worship. So I've actually heard two classes. And then when I cook for my deities this afternoon, then I'll hear third class. And when I watch, I'm sorry, I don't watch deities. But when I eat prasadam, then I hear Prabhupada memories. So I've had like four classes every day, and then I do my additional reading or preparing for class the next day. So at least you can hear one class a day, all right?
Yes, yes, brother.
That should be the standard. And you're in isolation now. You should be able to hear, have plenty of time to hear it.
Yes, yes, Gurudev.
This coronavirus is the coronavirus. All right. We should end now because we have an additional program here in the temple. Thank you very much for joining us tomorrow morning, same time, same station on Facebook or on Zoom. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.